This is KUT. The Austin Police Department has released last year's racial profiling data. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the numbers speak to a roughly five-year trend in how APD chooses to stop and search.
This report has a lot of information, so what's a good data point to start with? How about this one?
Your likelihood of being searched if you're stopped.
Austin Police Monitor Margot Frazier breaks that down by race.
If you're an African American, it's basically 1 out of 7. If you're Latino, it's 1 out of 9. And if you're white, it's 1 out of 21.
That's according to 2015 numbers from APD. Those probabilities have stayed the same since Frazier started as the monitor 5 years ago. So I went out looking for a possible explanation for this trend.
This is Brian.
APD Chief of Staff Brian Manley.
Austin, like most major cities across this country, crime tends to concentrate in lower socioeconomic neighborhoods. And also similar to across the country, those neighborhoods tend to have an overrepresentation of the minority population in them.
So APD focuses its officer force on those neighborhoods. And higher crime equals more officers in those areas, leading to more traffic stops and searches.
Well, what has traffic stops got to do with high crime if you're not using it, quite frankly, as kind of fishing expeditions?
Frazier again. She says that reasoning isn't sound in a community with such a small makeup of African Americans.
When you're seeing that you have such a large percentage of African Americans, that means you're concentrating in some very small pockets of this community that have more blacks and African Americans in them. Or you're, quite frankly, seeking those people out. And which it is, I don't know at this point.
Something Frazier tells me with certainty is that something's missing from this data.
The Austin Police Department, for the third year in a row, is not reporting the times in which they stop somebody, search them, find nothing, and then they don't give them a ticket or arrest them.
She knows this is happening.
We get complaints in our office, particularly from African Americans, that the cops stop them, they search them, they find nothing, and then they say, well, you know, today's your lucky day, I'm not going to give you a ticket. And what they said, you know, they didn't really have a legitimate basis to stop me in the first place.
APD says it's hoping to begin reporting these numbers sometime this year. City staff and council members will discuss this new racial profiling data at today's meeting of the Public Safety Committee. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.